Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
As you know, in Ireland, if someone can't afford legal representation, they get free legal aid. Basically, they can hire any solicitor or barrister and the state will pay for it. But as part of its regular review of such things, the government is to look at the feasibility of setting up a public defender system, lawyers directly employed full-time by the state. But would this be more efficient or even cheaper? Many in the legal profession certainly don't think so. Jane McGowan is a barrister who also works with the Irish Innocence Project, and she joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Jane.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Now, we spend a considerable amount of money every year on free legal aid, 61.7 million last year. And people listening might think that's a humongous amount of money. How does that compare internationally?
Well, the first thing to say is, of course, the bold figure of 61 million or so sounds quite stark. And I think during these current times, we would all love access to that 61 million. But that only compares to about 2-3% of the overall justice budget. So when we look at things in the grand scheme of matters, I'd have to say it's relatively low. But talking about internationally and where Ireland plays, the Department of Justice themselves had a look at this in 2018, and they said per capita, Ireland came in at about €18.40. Now, if we look at our neighbours, and we're looking at Northern Ireland in particular, that compares to €73.53, and England and Wales at €38.14, Scotland coming in at €33 as well. So all things being equal, Sean, I think we'd have to say that there certainly is a value for money in the system that is in place, and there wouldn't seem to be any significant overspend. If anything, I think the lawyers in Ireland would be suggesting that it is underfunded at present.
Right. Okay. And so the idea to look again at this idea of a public defender, or a public defender system, why is the government considering this, given that it seems to be giving value for money? What's lacking in the current system?
It is a little bit surprising, Sean. I think that this has been tossed around by many governments over the years. In 1981, the Tormey report was published, and that said not only was it value for money, but the system was more preferable, it was more advantageous, not just to defendants, but also to guards and prosecutors alike. Then we looked at it again in 1999, and the Criminal Legal Aid Review Committee said the same thing. Again in 2018, I already indicated the Department Justice did their comparison in respect of legal aid. So perhaps it's something that has been on the minister's desk that she just seeks clarification in respect of, but I would imagine that she will come to a conclusion, or at the very least I would hope that the public defender system would be woeful in respect of any amendments. And to bring that in, I think there would be significant opposition from solicitors and barristers and indeed academics, and that they'd be opposed on principle and on price.
Yeah, now, I suppose many people's impression of what a public defender looks like, more than myself, has been garnered from seeing it on movies and TV series, where it's always some overwhelmed individual wearing a cheap suit. And there's always that clear implication that a public defender isn't as good as a private one. Is there truth to that?
Well, I can't say that is a misrepresentation. So they are salaried lawyers. They're employed at public expense on a full-time basis. They're a state-funded entity that's inflexible, it's rigid, and it is a state service. We can only look at the examples abroad, and like in America, when we look at those series on Netflix and so on, that it is truthful, that when we have seen public defender systems brought in, that the states in question have very quickly had to bring in compensation statutes, and that's because there is an ineffective assistance of counsel factor that is coupled with public defender systems. They are generally overburdened, they are generally underfunded, and if the minister was to seriously consider overhauling our criminal legal aid system to put in place some fashion of a public defender system, I'd suggest that she needs to bring in compensation statutes to deal with the inevitable miscarriages of justice that'll ensue.
And what do you mean by compensation statutes?
So in the United States, we are acutely aware that there are significant amounts of miscarriages of justice and wrongful convictions. And the states have, in essence, owned up to that reality, and they have enacted legislation that has put figures on wrongful convictions and the terms of imprisonment by way of compensation. And that is something that has been recognized. The factors that cause the wrongful conviction often tally with the figures of compensation, and it is one that is clear through the compensation statutes that the ineffective assistance of counsel, i.e. the public defender system, is one that costs them in that regard. And we don't have that, and luckily, we've avoided that in Ireland.
Is that a tacit admission then by the in the States that you're more likely to be to suffer from a wrongful conviction because your legal representation wasn't as good?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that there's any gainsaying that. The Innocence Project, and indeed the Irish Innocence Project in Griffith College, would vehemently maintain this. There is a practical reality that has to be acknowledged in systems and in state systems. There is the element of human error, but there is that we can only learn from the experience in the United States that they have the public defender systems. And they aren't working nearly as well as the criminal legal aid system in Ireland. And I suppose if we were to undo the benefits and the advantages that we have in Ireland, it would seem to be foolish and almost welcoming a woe of problems, to be honest, Sean.
Are there any European countries that have a public defender system?
So there are some countries, some of the countries on the continent, the civil countries, if I can call them that, have similar systems of public defenders. That's slightly different, and it's almost like comparing apples and oranges. In Ireland, you're aware, Sean, and your listeners will be, we have the jury system, the adversarial system, where lawyers are vindicating the rights of both sides, the prosecution and the defence. In the continent, they don't have that system. They have an inquisitorial system, really, whereby the judge makes the inquiries. So the public defender system really isn't as, I won't say important, but it isn't as contentious, perhaps, in a system where it's not adversarial, where you've got lawyers going to bat for you. That's where you need adequate funded and independent lawyers. And I'd suggest that that is exactly what we have here in Ireland.
So when looking at a public defender system, one motivation for that might be, can we do it more cheaply? I'm assuming, though, that that would mean that you'd be attracting solicitors and barristers who might be paid, if they work for the state, are being paid a bit less than they might be if they were in the private sector.
Of course, look it. I don't think there's a lawyer in the land who would suggest that we should be penny pinching when it comes to justice, and that really we shouldn't be putting a price on representation when it comes to criminal law. This isn't civil law. This isn't circumstances where we're in a commercial contract or anything like that. These are real lives. They're vulnerable individuals. It is your family members, my family members, everyone's friends and families who will no doubt at some point in their lives meet the criminal justice system for minor or major offences. And I think we would all suggest that we want them to have the best representation, not the best representation that money can buy, and to end up in this bidding war or paying for services. At the moment, Sean, we have the cab rank rule, and that essentially means that the defendant can choose any solicitor he likes, but more importantly, if he is to retain counsel, he can choose whatever barrister he likes, the best of the best, whomever it is. And that barrister is obliged to take his case on a first come, first serve basis. And that can only, in my opinion, be a good thing. That is what we would all want. And that is something the public defender system will undo in one fell swoop. It simply won't be made available.
And under the current system, that barrister can charge the person on legal aid the same amount of money as they charge a private client.
That's it. It's flat fees. So in respect of legal aid, the fees are set by the government. They're set by the Department of Justice and deeper, and they are flat scheme rates. There is no negotiation in that regard. And Sean, I think we indicated probably budget overhauls are at the fore of the minister's mind, and that might be why she's looking at matters. But the rates of pay for legal aid have stayed the same as the same rates in 2002. So cuts were imposed in 2008 and to 2011, like many other sectors, but they haven't been reversed. So when we look at the work done by the Department of Justice, and when they've balanced their books over the years in comparing the public defender system and the criminal legal aid system, we're the same as we were in 2002. And perhaps the minister would be better placed to look at the funding that might be otherwise put back into our system.
Some people listening, Jane, might think, well, barristers and solicitors are very well paid. This change would reduce the amount of income defending somebody. Somebody who might get a certain amount of their income from free legal aid would have that cut, and the legal sector wouldn't want to see that.
But that's one way of interpreting it. Of course, that's natural if matters are if services, I suppose, are put on the state, and if it becomes a state employee. But against that, you have the costs of a civil servant if you are employing public defenders. You have pensions, you have sick pay, you have all of the employment rights that go with that. So comparing a civil servant who might otherwise be employed to represent defendants, as opposed to a self-employed practitioner who earns their living from free legal aid, I think it's been clear in all of the reports, we still come under budget. We're still a better value for money. So it would seem counterintuitive for the minister to try and penny pinch at this point where it's going to cost more.
Jane McGowan is former chair of the Irish Criminal Bar Association and senior supervising lawyer on the Irish Innocence Project. Jane, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Have a good day.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.